Claire, good to see you.
Ah, just some department paperwork that Denise asked me to pop by and sign. I'll go grab her and take care of this in my office.
Sure, shoot.
Well, it depends on the behavior. People never cease to surprise me, so what's the context that you're asking?
Well, there's a million-dollar question.
Whether it's even possible depends on whether you believe the mind is the brain, or the mind simply inhabits the brain. I'll be honest, I haven't. But we still don't know what consciousness is either. So nothing's off the table, at least that's my personal opinion. Well, my best guess is that consciousness is a tool that can evolve in systems with goals, especially when emotion will actually serve those goals rather than hinder them, such as the human drives to fight for survival or care for children. Well, listen, the best way I've heard it described is that consciousness is an emergent property of certain types of interconnected systems, the same way wetness isn't a property of an individual water molecule, or even a trillion water molecules if they're at this temperature of almost any place else in the universe. Wetness emerges when enough water molecules are in just the right state to connect. But there is some experiencer that is you, no? You know, back in the barbarian days, when a patient wouldn't stop having seizures, they would just cut his brain in half, separating the hemispheres. One patient went on walking and talking normally after that, except for one thing. Sometimes his left hand would try to strangle him or slit his throat. One half of the brain had a different outlook on life than the other. So, to your point, the experiencer clearly has some relationship to the brain. And when the brain is divided, so too is the experiencer. But can experiencers be merged? And what is the precise moment in neurodevelopment when the lights go on? When exactly does it end? When you touch the bright light in the tunnel, we just don't have the answers.